Now, the next stage that we come to is the stage of meditation on the voidness itself, shunyata. And this is an extremely important stage. Now, this stage too, we may say, is carried over from the Mahayana, the meditation on the voidness, meditation on shunyata. And it is said that without some experience of the voidness, without some experience of shunyata, there's no real practice of the Vajrayana. In the Vajrayana, there are so many visualizations, there are so many rituals, and so on. And I remember that my good friend, Mr. Chen in Kalimpong, used to remark that without the shunyata experience, without the shunyata meditation, the Vajrayana was nothing but vulgar magic, in his own words. So unless you go through the shunyata experience first, unless you have some taste of the shunyata experience, there's no real Vajrayana. You may be going on doing this and thinking that, but it isn't the Vajrayana. It's something quite different. It's just even on the psychological level. You have to go through the shunyata experience, through the Mahayana, in a way. Now, there are many ways of meditating on shunyata. In the Mahayana, Mahayana meditation proper is mainly concerned with meditation in one way or another on the shunyata or the voidness. But we've no time to go into that this evening. So this, therefore, is the third stage, the meditation on the voidness or shunyata.